Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 8, verses 20 through chapter 9, verse 17. The Reverend Douglas Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis chapters 8 and 9, beginning with verse 20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and took some of every clean animal, and some of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And when the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every bird of the heavens, upon everything that creeps on the ground and all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything. But you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. And for your lifeblood I will require a reckoning. From every beast I will require it, and from man. From his fellow man I will require a reckoning for the life of man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed, for God made man in his own image. And you, be fruitful and multiply, teem on the earth and multiply on it. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. It is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it, and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace. Peace. Peace is what we want. It is the prayer of all people. Peace. Peace for our time. As the specter of war is now upon us again, the dangers of what I once thought was a time gone by, playing those video games set in the 1950s, the nuclear fallout, all of those things building your bunkers under the ground. I thought we had been past that. But now the dangers of a third world war loom on the horizon. peace for our times. Often known for the irony when Neville Chamberlain spoke it, less than a month later, the Second World War grew forth. Peace. Peace through strength is what we think will work. It's a very old doctrine, attributed to Hadrian, the Roman emperor, spoken by men the likes of even George Washington in his first State of the Union address. The motto of the nuclear aircraft carrier, Ronald Reagan. Peace through strength. Its logical conclusion, which we thought had brought us peace, was peace through mutually assured destruction. And yet now the danger faces us again. Peace cannot be had on man's terms. Not by our reason, not by our strength. For the intentions of man's heart is evil from his youth. Thus says the Lord. Man's heart is evil. We yearn for peace by destroying our enemy. And we have peace until a new enemy arises. No, what sinful man calls peace is really just pacification. Or better said, submission. We have peace when things go our way. Peace when no one disagrees. Or so we think until we close our eyes in our own beds and we realize that we are not at peace, even within. Sinful man cannot truly desire peace because we have no concept of peace. The very idea is beyond our understanding. Submission is not peace. Destruction is not peace. War does not bring peace. It simply leaves us in pieces. The solution is not found in the old. We yearn for it, yes. We yearn as if it was a dream that is beyond recollection. A feeling at best, a vague memory of what once was. Indeed, peace. Peace. A prayer that is as old as mankind. Peace. Perhaps the last prayer of the concreated righteousness of Adam and Eve. And she plucked the fruit and put it to her mouth, the juices dripping down the sides of her face. As the poison crept deep in her heart, infesting her bones, she handed it to Adam, who took a bite. And peace was gone. Now at war with creation, at war with each other, at war with God Himself. Peace we do not know. Unlike the world, God's peace is not through submission, destruction. For God does not take pleasure in the death of a sinner, but that we should turn and live. The wickedness that infested our first parents, the Lord covered. By the blood of the beasts that God's own hand slew to make the first clothes of man and woman. The blood of the beasts that covered the lintel. The blood of the beasts that covered the mercy seat. Blood of sacrifice blood of the perfect sacrifice of God's own Son, carried out by men who sought worldly peace, the Jewish leaders, the Roman occupiers. How close to truth we were when the crowds cried out, "His blood be upon us!" New creations in Christ Jesus, we give thanks to God that His blood is upon us. For His blood is what cleanses our sin. It was peace through strength that prevailed, just not the peace of men. Not our strength, not any strength in the world. For He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed by our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace. By His wounds we are healed. The poison now gone. The war now ended. Buried with Christ, the old man in all enmity, all rage, all fear, put to death. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come. The new man who rises in peace, who forgives because he has been forgiven, who loves because he has been loved, who is at peace because of the blood of Christ. The new man lives in righteousness and purity forever. Even in the midst of storms that gather on the horizon, wars and rumors of wars, we live in His peace. We sang it ourselves, but know that the Lord has set apart the godly for Himself. The Lord hears us when we call on Him. For there is none other who can fight for us, none other to defend us. You only, O Lord, can fight for us and give us true peace. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in the place of our peace, in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen.